following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Golic, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, ha-ha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
Do you remember when taking a bath and going for a swim became the same thing for a few days? And when making the perfect s'more meant burning 3 marshmallows before getting one just right? Then keep the tradition going at Bass Pro Shops Family Summer Camp. This weekend, kids can try fishing in our catch and release pond, paint a wiggle snake craft for dad, and more, all for free. Find out more at basspro.com/camp. Plus, check out great gifts for dad during our Father's Day sale.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday in our annual trip to the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Camp. It's U.S. Open. It is College World Series. It is NBA Game 2. But, of course, always the best 8-Man football players end up in Hastings every summer. Play what should be a great game. And of course, we know that it'll be much more offensive than last year, Daddy, where it was the lowest scoring game ever, 7-0, and they don't even allow those coaches back in camp.
Well, that's good. That's it's fun. It's a fun time for these kids, but yeah, we don't score until we score in this game. We want them to know that. Get some offense going. That's what the people want to see. Shrine Bowl did it this year. These kids should be able to do it this year.
And you've got some kids they can throw the ball. Colin Janicek, we'll go down the line here. But you got some good kids that can throw the football. You've always got the big fellas up front that can get the job done. But we might actually see the ball in the air a little bit more this year. We'll probably find that out from the coaches here in a little bit.
Well, we'll see. All these coaches around, they don't want to give too much away because I know this is a secretive group. And they've been doing things at night together, but that's the only time they like each other, after 6 o'clock. Then during the day, it's all just lies to one another.
Now, this is where I obviously always like to go to your background about all the All-Star games you played in. And, of course, in the middle of the summer where it's not 90 degrees in the morning, but it is in the afternoon, 2-3 practices a day for one solid week. I mean, those were the kind of things you really enjoyed.
Yeah, I would have enjoyed it had I got invited to any. Would have been fun, but since I never got invited, it's tough to play in. You usually need a letter, a phone call, something to confirm that they want you in the game. I didn't get any of those calls. So
no, I'm not making fun here, but no All-Star games. I mean, there weren't very many. I mean, all of these have sprung up over the last 10 years except for the Shrine Bowl, the 8-Man game, and the Coaches Classics.
Yeah, actually, they had a Cambridge All-Star game, basketball game. I don't know if they still have. They still have that that they put together. It's a great time, and kids come from Western Nebraska. When I played, it was like Ryan Terwilliger from Grant. Chris Seip was one of the stars for Wallace. I could absolutely jump out of the gym, you know, in a basketball game. But there was a Cambridge All-Star game.
Was the Kearney Hub male player athlete of the year, was he in this game?
He was not in this game.
Ugh.
No, it was – yeah, I don't know why. And then I don't know why Chad Yeager wouldn't have been in that game. But I think it's more mostly a smaller schools, RVL. It was RVL, now it's Great Plains, of course, and those conferences down in the southwestern part of the state. But obviously, I thought at the time, and I think Coach Ekstrom thought at the time, I'd get invited to the coach's All-Star game, and for some reason, they didn't want me.
Well, and I've looked into this. I've looked into this, Daddy, just a little bit. Why you're not in the Hall of Fame, why you weren't invited to the Coach's All-Star Classic. Some people may think, you know, that it's more than just athletic ability. It's grades. It's personality. It's how you get along with people. It's how you sportsmanship. Well, it's none of that. You were on a JV roster as a junior, and so you were ineligible.
That could have been it. That could have been it. I appreciate you bringing that up. I did play one JV quarter of basketball when I was a junior. Thanks, Coach Ekstrom, for that. I still give him about 10 punches for that. I think I had 16 points and 8 rebounds instead of ever. You know, as a junior, I'm ready to – then I started the rest of the year. I don't know what he was doing, just poking at my butt.
Are you sure this was it some kind of motivational tactic?
Well, I don't know, but it would have been something Coach Streeter would have done at Bertrand, to be honest with you. Some crazy tactic, you know, who knows?
Well,
who knows what goes through these coaches' heads?
Joe Panucci is also going to join us today, associate baseball coach at Stony Brook. Everybody is in Omaha. Everybody wants to know about Stony Brook, and we're going to talk to the coach about that. One of those things, how do you get some of the – I get this question quite a bit. How do you get some of these people on the show? Well, this is just one of those connections. He actually played his senior year of baseball at Dana College for UNK coach Damon Day when he was there.
Yeah, it's interesting how everything ties together. And he was a Colorado kid out of Longmont that ended up, he went back to Northern Colorado. So there were some more ties to the area. But when we called and said, Tony Davis from Kearney, Nebraska, he started laughing. He says, how in the world did you get my phone number? I said, well, Coach Day's our buddy. He goes, oh, yeah, no problem. Anytime. What do you guys want?
He said only nice things about Coach Day, right?
Only nice things on the air, away from the air. No, he had a lot of good things to say about Coach Day. And it's fun to see, you know, somebody like that goes to Stony Brook, and who'd ever thought you'd ever hear Stony Brook and, you know, showing up in Omaha with only 8 teams remaining in the whole field of however many one division teams there are out there.
Well, let's face it. We had a trivia question when Stony Brook got into the Super Regionals. We used that as one of our trivia questions. What state is Stony Brook in? Nobody got it. We had Kentucky. We had Virginia. We had a variety, Pennsylvania, and it's in New York, out on Long Island. I'm guessing those kids don't have any worries to do what they or find things to do in their free time.
No, I think there's, but it's a state school. They've got a medical school there. And it's not a tiny, tiny school. It's about 15 or 17,000 when you put the med school and everything that goes into it together. So we'll see. I know Omaha will be rooting for Stony Brook, and I feel bad for UCLA because I don't think they're a villain at all, but they come into kind of a hornet's nest with the whole crowd. But they've been there before, too, so they should know how to react to that.
And Coach Savage of UCLA, John Savage, who we've had on the program a variety of times at the College World Series and what he's playing the Huskers, he's going to join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. So big weekend, and all of the U.S. Open is going to be coming up after our show here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be going live out to San Francisco today and tomorrow. Then we've got College World Series action all weekend long and through the championship. And, of course, Game 2 in the NBA Finals tonight. And your thoughts?
Well,
because we're going to get into a lot of football here.
Well, you know, it's another home game. You got to hold serve at home, and I think Thunder do that again tonight and take a 2-0 lead. Then we'll see if Miami can respond at home, and then they probably tie it up 2-2. And then you go to the third game at Miami. They may even take a 3-2 lead, but I think at home, these places with the environment, the way it's set up, I think Miami's even, you know, they don't play at Oklahoma City, you know, a lot during the year. They don't know what that's like, and I think the home crowd is such a huge, huge deal, especially when you get to this point. Oklahoma City is on fire. I mean, the city is on just crazy high for this team, and I think they get it done at home.
8 o'clock tip-off time tonight, and we'll have it right here on ESPN Radio. Your leader right now at the U.S. Open, and again, it's very, very early, but Kevin Na is 3-under through 7 holes. There's only 5 players that are under par right now. One of the men that is an even par through 5 holes is Tiger Woods. That cannot be said about his playing partners, Phil Mickelson and Bubba Watson, who are both 2 over par through 5 holes so far today. And a young Andy Zhang, the 14-year-old, not a good start for him. He's through 2 holes, and he's 5 over, closer to something than I would be.
Well, he's 14. Everybody's like, oh, he blew up. He's 14 years old. And obviously, as you say, every one of those shots in that course – You know, we talked to Jeff Shackelford on Tuesday from Golf Digest saying, which hole's the toughest on the course, or is there two or three holes? Every one of them. I mean, every shot is so critical, and every time you hit a shot, it goes a little wayward. You turn a bogey into a triple real easy, and you get a young kid out there. It's just amazing that he's in the field.
Well, folks, if you want to be part of the program, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, we're going to be back to eight-man camp here and talk to the coaches, talk to the players, get you ready for Saturday's game, which can be heard live on Classic Hits 98.9, pregame at 1:15, kickoff right after 1:30. We'll be back to Hastings right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Father's Day is here. Sometimes you struggle. What do I get Dad? How about a gift he'll love? The Just For Dad Golf Bag Cooler, created especially for Father's Day by 1-800-Flowers. A reusable mini cooler overflowing with sweet and savory snacks, a sleeve of three golf balls and more. A perfect gift for the sudden snack attack on the golf course. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving my listeners $10 off this gift basket. Order the Just For Dad Golf Bag Cooler, $29.99. Plus, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win a set of $3,000 custom-made golf clubs. Order now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right corner, and enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you can call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Contest void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Sweepstakes end Saturday, June 16th, 2012. For rules and details, go to 1-800-Flowers.com/dad.
The 19th annual Ravenna Tractor Pull will be pulling two nights. That's right, you get two nights of pulling action, June 15th starting at 7 and the 16th starting at 5 in Ann Arbor Park. Brought to you by Loprino Foods, RAI of Nebraska, New Tech Seed, Town & Country Bank, Pedals & Pictures, Zorb Farms, Ravenna Sanitation, and Flashbacks Bar & Grill. They're all from Ravenna. Get in on dirt flinging, engine roaring, smoking tractor pulling action. See you at Ann Arbor Park, June 15th and the 16th.
Are you looking to make your golf family grow? Then parents, bring your kids to the Kearney Junior Golf Clinic this Saturday morning from 9:30 to 12 noon at Meadowlark Hills Golf Course. It's sponsored by the Nebraska section of the PGA, Central Nebraska Seniors Association, the Kearney Chamber of Commerce, Tour Edge Junior Golf, and U.S. Kids Golf. It's open to all kids, boys and girls, age 9 through 15, and the cost is only $5 per child. Learn chipping, putting, the swing, etiquette, and a whole lot more. Plus, there'll be hot dogs and pop for the kids, a junior golf demo day sponsored by Tour Edge and U.S. Kids Golf, and a whole lot more. Kearney Country Club and Meadowlark Hills professional golfers will be on hand to help your children learn the game of golf. It's this Saturday, the Kearney Junior Golf Clinic from 9:30 to 12 noon. For more information or to register your child, contact the Kearney Country Club or Meadowlark Hills. Saturday's Kearney Junior Golf Clinic beginning at 9:30 at Meadowlark Hills.
NBA Finals on ESPN Radio. Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and the Thunder pick up right where they left off with a Game 1 win at home.
Now Durant unloads and hits a three.
Now LeBron and the Heat look for a split on the road.
Durant's up court pass stolen by James. And LeBron with a quick hammer dunk.
Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Pregame at 7, tip-off at 8, Thursday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Central Community College, where the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Game Camp is. And, of course, Daddy, the game is coming up on Saturday, 1:30 kickoff, and looking forward to that. And all these guys, once this gets over with, they're going to want to relax a little bit, get home, kick back in the recliner, the sofa, maybe get some extra sleep, because who knows what their social activities have been over here throughout the week. They're going to be tired, and that's why Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance is just right for you. Whether it's a Serta mattress, a Lane recliner, or if you're redoing the whole living room, they can take care of you. Plus, they move the old furniture, and if it's for used furniture right now, and Bruce Furniture will help you out with that. Bring in your in-home pieces, still have some life in them. Bring out the new equipment and the new Serta mattress, the new living room set, or whatever it is you need furniture-wise, and they'll bring it in free delivery just right for you. Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge & Alliance, Bruce Furniture, stop by and check them out today.
Doug, right now we're joined by Bob McAvoy. He is the head coach at Humphrey High and now the head coach of the East All-Stars. Bob, thanks so much for giving us a minute before you guys head off to lunch. How's the week been?
It's been a great week so far. Good group of kids, hardworking, respectful. That's and both sides, both groups of kids have been great to work with throughout the week.
Now, when you obviously, being the coach of the East, coming from the East, you see a lot of these kids, but some kids you don't see, like a Drew Ott, like a Rath kid from Giltner out of the backyard here. I've heard from four different coaches, just nonchalantly just saying who really stands out. Rath's name keeps popping up.
Yeah, Logan is – that's Drew right there.
Holy Lord of God. I have no idea. If I looked like that, I'd never have a shirt. I don't zero shirts. I just hang out. I just walk around in parks and pools and by college campuses. It's so unbelievable.
The kids are walking out to lunch, folks, as you don't have the visual here. But, yeah, they're walking out to lunch, and they're bigger than anybody on Daddy's team ever was.
Yeah, they certainly are. But the Rath kid, Ott still hobbled from a little bit of an ankle injury, and now everybody knows about him. The Rath kid's kind of come onto the scene, and people talked about him in the Shrine Bowl. But four different coaches have just gave me the wink of the nod, real deal.
Yeah, absolutely the real deal. I've watched him play in the semifinals against Howells the last couple years up in Howells, and he absolutely stands out among the standouts. He's one tough customer. He's playing defense, and we've tried to send double and triple teams at him, and we can't get him blocked. So I hope the West has that same problem.
What type of football team would you say the East has? Is this a powerful team, or is this a team that's going to be spreading out and has a lot of speed?
Well, we'll probably do a little bit of both. I think speed-wise, the West has the advantage, but we're probably going to run some power and some play action, and then we do have a spread formation that we'll go to if we, see the right opportunity for that.
Now, on every high school team, it's a little bit different. You play to your strengths, but here there's a lot of strengths. You got to keep some kids on the outside happy and try and get them the football a little bit, like you said, with the play action pass. And a lot of times in this game, it's so run-oriented that people are flying up and people can get behind them. The quarterback situation, you're going to rotate a couple, you tell us. Is one a better thrower than the other one, or do you like what both of them can do, throwing the ball and running the football?
They're extremely comparable. Krings from St. Francis and Borcher from Pawnee City are going to be our two quarterbacks, and I think that if you had to say, Borcher's probably more of a power option type of quarterback, and Krings is more of a speed with a cannon for an arm kind of quarterback. So, but they're both very, very comparable. I don't think I could separate the two and say one was better than the other at anything, but they're both pretty darn impressive.
We're chatting with Bob McAvoy, Humphrey coach of the East of the Shrine in the eight-man game this week. Always the East has the Howells boys, so let's talk about them. They come in without winning a state championship for the first time in 12 years or something like that. What's their attitude, and what are you going to do with them?
Well, two great kids out of Howells. I've been unfortunate enough to have to play them the last 4 years in our regular season, so I'm pretty familiar with those guys. Jordan Berkacek could possibly be the best offensive lineman I've ever seen, and I'm talking not just eight-man. I mean, he is that good, and he's a great kid, very respectful. He's one of our captains, and I think the world of Coach Spears. He's obviously coached him extremely well over the years, so bringing him in and trying to play to his strengths is definitely something that I like to do. But and then Trent Musney, running back, linebacker, could be one of the smartest guys I've ever seen, as far as he knows what to do right away defensively. He knows where to go, what to do. As a matter of fact, he's so good at reading his keys. Yesterday in practice, we started running false keys and just to get him to go the wrong way so we could run the ball right where he's supposed to be.
He just left for lunch, and one thing about him, he's not going to tower over people like a Drew Ott or somebody stand out, but he's just a square.
Yes.
I mean, his body, just thick, square body.
A refrigerator with legs is about what we describe it as.
Bob, as you look at the West team on paper, I don't know how much you get to actually – catch an eye and sneak somebody over there and see what they're doing, but what kind of team do you think they have?
Well, my son's 10-year-old son's a student manager. We try to send him over the trees every day to hide and spy on the practice and write a scouting report. But as far as the West goes, like I said earlier, I think that they have an absolute advantage in the speed category with the specifically the Fenske brothers. But you know, they got some great players, great athletes over there. The Civil kid from St. Mary's, watched him play in the state basketball tournament, saw some football film of him. I think he's an impressive kid. The quarterback from Creighton, watched him play in the finals a year ago as a junior, and watched him play a semifinal game this year. Extremely talented, extremely athletic. So, I mean, I think that they definitely have, you know, skilled players coming out their ears, and that's something that we got to be very, very aware of.
Bob, I want to comment on Houchin out of Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, once again in our listening area.
Sure.
Really being on the east, most of the kids are eastern Nebraska and not in our listening area, but he's one that happens to be in there.
Sure.
Just talk about him a little bit.
You know what? He's doing a great job. We had him playing on offense early in the week, and I believe it was 2 days ago, he went up to catch a pass and came down on his finger and dislocated his finger. I had to go to the emergency room to get it put back in. So now we got it anchored down, and we moved him over to the defensive side of the ball instead. And he's doing a great job, great attitude. I mean, just, you know, I said, well, now that that's banged up, wouldn't you mind going over the other side? And no, whatever, you know, just easygoing, good kid, hardworking kid.
Last minute here with Bob McAvoy. Sometimes there's an outstanding player. He doesn't have to be playing at Giltner or Howells to be an outstanding player. Who's a kid on your team that maybe didn't have the best high school senior season or junior season, but is a standout here at the eight-man game?
Well, I could go out on a limb there and say one of my kids that I brought with me, Dexter Hansel, was a All-State linebacker as a junior, and he blew his knee out in the fourth game of the season this year, and this is his first football since that point. He had to miss all the basketball, and we've got him playing center for us, and he's an athletic center. He's about 215, 220 pounds and can move around. He actually played fullback for us until he blew his knee out last fall. So he's kind of a fullback playing center, and so he's athletic enough that we can move him around and things like that.
You think you got a little bit of an advantage in the student manager department this
absolutely,
week?
Absolutely. He's well trained. He came into camp already in camp shape.
That's good. That's good.
Daddy, you're usually the one that asks this question, but since Andy's still to come to talk to us here on the West Coast, Bob, you want to guarantee victory right here?
Boy, I don't think I'm going to do that. If I could get Andy to leave the room, maybe we could talk, but I don't think that I want to do anything that crazy.
Well, Daddy, you will be setting the line before we sign off.
Absolutely,
today,
absolutely. We will talk to Mike Prenia live from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook between our last break, and we will go with the over-under and the line.
Well, so, if you set the line based on coaches' interviews, I know that the West is a big favorite.
Well, Bob, thanks for the time, and good luck on Saturday.
All right, thanks, guys.
That is Humphrey coach Bob McAvoy. He is the East coach here this week of the eight-man Sertoma All-Star Game, again, which you can hear on Classic Hits 98.9, which is going to be at 1:15 with our pregame, and kickoff is set for 1:30. So we're looking forward to that. And, Daddy, you got kids that got hurt, come back, kids that were hurt may not be at their full potential. That's one of these things about all-star football games. Obviously, this is the most rigorous type of all-star game, and it does take a little extra practice. You can put together these all-star volleyball and basketball and take your natural talent, run some sets, and go, but in football, you can't just have three practices and expect to play an all-star game.
No, and I think just getting people on the same page, and a lot of these kids are going on to play, you know, small college normally. Not everybody's going to Iowa like Drew Ott is, but I think at least they know some terminology and some basic concepts, so you can get that in the first couple of days. Doug, I missed a kid from a Dragon from Deschler, also on the east in our listening area, in Luke Louie. I hope I'm not messing that name up, but he's on the east as well.
Well, some good football players, and of course, some great football players on the West team as well. And still coming, Joe Panucci, Stony Brook assistant baseball coach, is going to join us on the program today as well. We'll take a break and be back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, which is in Hastings today at Central Community College, site of the eight-man All-Star Football Classic. We're back after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Our workdays are filled with emails, going back and forth, sending documents, spreadsheets, contracts, and other important materials to colleagues and clients. Multiple attachments, and increasingly larger files. The problem is they lead to bounce backs and confidential information being sent out without security. You know what? There's a better way. Use ShareFile by Citrix, like I do. With ShareFile, you send files of almost any size, easily and securely. Instead of attachments, they're sent as a secure link. Easy to send, easy to receive, and tracked so you can see when it's received and opened by your recipient. Plus, ShareFile allows you to access your own files from anywhere. Laptop, tablet, smartphone. So you can get work done wherever you are. ShareFile. To get started, I've got a special offer. A 30-day free trial plus double storage. Go to ShareFile.com, click on the radio mic, enter my name, Colin. Remember, visit ShareFile.com and type in my name, Colin.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today we'll be seeing a mixture of clouds and sun with a chance of showers and storms developing later in the day. Breezy with our highs in the upper 80s. Tonight a chance of showers and storms, partly to mostly cloudy. Lows will be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 79.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Camp here in Hastings, as Saturday's game is fastly approaching, and Daddy, some great talent out there. Want to let the folks know, U.S. Open coverage follows us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. College World Series, every game is right here. Tonight's NBA Finals, it is packed full. And with that golf, we're going to give you a chance to a free entry. What's better than free? Anything better than free?
Ice cold and free.
That's also outstanding. The Broken Bow Country Club has their two-man, two-day extravaganza, which we have talked about every year on this show, and every year on the Doug and Daddy Show, we give you a chance to be in for free as the ESPN team. We're going to give you a chance to do that today or tomorrow, but again, tomorrow, the tournament is Saturday and Sunday, so kind of perk your ears up for that. We'll give you a chance for a free two-man entry for this weekend's events, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. shotgun both days up at the beautiful Broken Bow Country Club. But right now, back into eight-man football chat.
Yeah, Andy Schwartz joins us. He's the head coach of South Loup with Callaway Arnold, for those out there that still have trouble with the mergers and what's going on. And now the coach of the West team. Andy, how are you? Thanks for stopping by.
You bet. Doing great.
What have you guys done with all of the photos, all of the awards, all of the plaques with Bob Jensen's name on it? I mean, where are those at now?
We try to keep them in a back closet. You know, I don't know if we want too many people knowing where he's really from.
Is it a big closet, or is it more like a footlocker?
It's more of a footlocker. Yeah, more of a footlocker.
It's got to be an honor to be a part of this eight-man All-Star game. And again, just like most of the All-Star games, you had to be an assistant before you could be a head coach. What's been the differences being the head coach and getting everything going as opposed to when you came over for the first time as an assistant?
Well, definitely. It's just you've got to be a little bit more organized. You got a little bit more pressure, people looking at you, coming to you, you know, put the kids in the right spot. So, you know, I think just getting everybody where they should be and having that responsibility is just the biggest thing for me right now anyway.
Did you get to see all the kids on the West play, or, I mean, a little bit of film, or just what coach just told you?
Yeah, we got film from just about every kid before we selected. So we saw a lot of them, and we saw a lot through the year. But then the ones that we didn't, we tried to get film on so we could see how they were.
Well, obviously the West is starting to be more competitive, and they've won the last four or five of the last 6 years after the East had just dominated for a number of years. Is it just West catching up? Is it just that time? Is it something that has been done with the Shrine or with the Sertoma game, or is the West just starting to find some athletes?
I don't know how that works for sure. I think it just depends year to year. You've got different kids, different strengths on different ends of the state. So, things change back and forth. The West has been lucky enough to win the past couple, so that's always a good thing.
Now, we joked during the break it should have been Howells against the rest of the state a lot of these years, but you're going up against a couple very, very talented Howells kids, amongst others. The biggest concern for you as their offensive weapons go is what?
Just their size up front. They're just really big, physical kids, and being able to stop any kind of power running game at us is a big concern for us right now.
Andy Schwartz with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob was talking about your speed, how you have maybe a little bit more agility than maybe what they have, but you got to have some big guys as well when you're putting this team together. Who are you looking at that's going to have a pretty darn good game on Saturday on the line?
Yeah, we've got some good quality kids. We've got from the area, Jacob Sadoff from Amherst is playing for us, and he's been a good surprise for us at center. We've got the Austin kid from Shelton who's doing a good job. Caleb Lacka from North Central. Those guys are all up front. Drew Bowers from South Loop. They're doing all a really good job and what we're asking them to do. And that's all we can ask.
Now, everybody talks about their size, Coach. So, obviously, if you know anything about football, you got to get away from that size. You got to get outside and maybe try and throw the football with some bootlegs or something. Receivers-wise, can anybody get, you think, speed advantage on the outside? Who can get open for you down the field?
Yeah, we've got some talented kids. We've got some tall kids that can run. Tate Sybil from O'Neill St. Mary's is out there for us. Dylan Lyon from SEM is going to play some receiver for us. So both those guys around can run, can get up in the air and go get a ball.
Now, have you talked to Jim Langan about the swinging gate? Have you thrown that in?
I haven't, but maybe we should. Maybe we should.
there'll be like three afternoons this week of Jim Langan trick plays for you. Dylan Lyon runs everything over here.
What about Colin Janicek? He chucked the ball all over the yard, and very rarely do we have an eight-man quarterback on a successful football team that chucks the ball all over the yard. Are you going to spread it out, or are you going to wait and not tell anybody till Saturday?
Oh, no. I think they know. If anytime you see Colin on our team, you pretty much know what he can do and what he's capable of. He had a fantastic senior year. So we've got to use him and use him to his best ability. So we're just putting the ball in his hand sometimes and letting him make decisions on what he sees and just go.
He your only quarterback? Or are you going to go with a couple of others?
Yep, we've got another one. From Creighton, Ryan Mitties is also playing there. So those two are going to handle the
duties. Nice player. Get a chance to see him a couple times during his high school career.
Well, I want to ask you the same question we asked Bob about a kid that maybe nobody's heard of. You've got we talked Elgin, St. Mary's, you talked about that, Anselmo Myrna. You've got kids from Garden County who, of course, played Shelton, Brady, Rock County. Who's a kid that maybe we don't know a lot about that is a pretty darn good football player?
Well, I think just that, the one from Garden County, just because they don't get a lot of publicity out there, Jordan Russell is doing a fantastic job for us at linebacker. We played him during the season this year, and just a great kid. Hardworking, knows responsibility, and also a big physical kid, too.
A kid was just wearing a T-shirt that said Streakers Club. Is that the same one you got, Daddy?
Yeah, I think we're in the same club, I'm pretty sure.
Just checking.
You got a Bertrand kid on there. You got Coach Streeter around you. Chance Younger, he's one of those kids that was a tough, plays bigger in pads than he actually is.
Yep.
What are you going to do? So many kids. Well, yeah, he's a running back. Well, you got so many talented kids. You put him on defense. Or what do you do with him?
We moved him on the defensive side of the ball. He's just a kid that flies around, loves the physical contact. So we put him on that side of the ball.
What do you do with this Olmstead kid?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out.
What is glad?
I don't know what to do with that kid.
I think I'd keep him on the field. That's what I would do. I don't care. But
I don't think you can go wrong.
Yeah, no. Just put him wherever you want to play. Just go out there.
You got a couple of your kids. Tell us about them.
Yep. We have Zane Ellis, who's playing on the defensive side of the ball for us. doing a good job there at a defensive back. And then Drew Bowers is playing up front on the offensive line for us this week.
You know, the Sergeant kids are on your side, too, and, yep. and they've yep. got a lot of pub and done great things. Mm-hmm. Fenske, guy's listed as a quarterback. What position do you see him at? Yeah. You didn't say him playing quarterback
nope,
for you?
Nope. Originally, we brought him in as a quarterback, but we had a last-minute cancellation and just the type of quality kid he is, we moved him to a linebacker. So we moved him from quarterback to linebacker, and he's doing a fantastic job for us this week.
Brother Jed?
Jed's going to play tailback for us. That's one we kind of get in the open space. Anytime a kid runs 11 flat, 10 9, you got to find a spot for him to get him the ball.
It's not hard to call toss sweep left.
No, it's not.
Andy Schwartz with us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's not all about football. You guys are here for a week. You get to do some great things. The Sertoma does some great things for you. Tell the folks what's been going on besides football this week.
Oh, they keep us pretty busy here. Great activities. We went bowling. We went to go-karts, putt-putt golf. We went to an airplane show. You know, today they're going to the water park, IMAX theater. You know, they do a great job of giving these kids an opportunity to get out into the town and kind of show them what Hastings is about. And what Sertoma is about. So it's a good time.
Yeah, you know, last week the Shrine and those kids really realized, I think Drew Ott would tell you that, wow, that's an eye-opening experience. Sure. Does Sertoma, do they understand when they leave this week things they do?
Yeah, the first night here we had a barbecue and they came in and kind of explained to kids what's going on with Sertoma and a great organization there.
You got an advantage on the West as far as coaching goes, you think?
Well, pretty confident. You know, anytime we throw Streeter in there, I think that's a little bit of an advantage.
Now, we joke because we care. And
that's right.
Obviously, you want to keep him as far away from the two-point conversion.
Well, I was going to say, do they have a kicker? What are we doing?
We do have a kicker. Corey Kindler from Alma is their kicker, and he does a great job. So I'm hoping we can stay away from that two-point conversion.
God, no. Well, first let's score some touchdowns so worry about
course.
The conversion. 7-0 last year was the final. And Andy, thanks for giving us some time. Did you want a guarantee victory?
No, Bob's still sitting there, and no, I don't want to do that either. So I'll avoid that question.
Fun week, though.
Great week.
Well, thanks for having us over. We appreciate it, and have fun on Saturday, and good luck.
Yep, we will. Thanks, guys.
Andy Schwartz, head coach, South Loop. You know, they've had a pretty good couple of years up there.
Yeah, it's been a real good couple of years. You got those, you know, Callaway and Arnold merged. They're not that far apart, but yeah, the football program was certainly kind of brought out of the doldrums. It has been a tough few years, and they got things rolling here lately.
We going to keep it going?
I sure hope so.
You got kids out?
Yeah, we'll have about 30 out.
So. Oh, yeah. Heck, that's great. You know, that's great news. You talk to these area coaches. How's it going? We're going to struggle. We got 12 kids out. You know, it's just bad numbers, some of these smaller schools, but that's great. You get 30 of them out.
Well, yeah, Danny. I mean, that's the fun part about sports. It's cyclical. I mean, you can only be on top for so long, and we're seeing some schools that are, I mean, Shelton getting into the playoffs and doing very well, and then you see some schools that maybe didn't have the success the last couple of years that they had for a long, long time, and that's what makes it interesting, and before we know it, we'll be out there on the practice field again.
Is that a graduate assistant? I can't get over it. These kids walk by, and I'm like, whose dad is that? Oh, that's just one of our players.
Yeah. They shave twice a day. You shave twice a month.
Yeah. I Olmstead grew a beard in fifth grade. I was 27 and when he was in fifth grade, and I still couldn't grow one. It's just amazing.
Hey, our poll question, folks, don't forget to log on and vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Pick up points for the Hy-Vee Rewards Club. You get great tickets, great prizes. You can go eat at Cunningham's, check out all that you could win. And our poll question yesterday, who will finish better at the U.S. Open? Phil Mickelson or Tiger Woods? 59% of you said Phil. 41% Tiger. Tiger is ahead of Phil right now. Daddy, today's poll question, what should happen with the designated hitter rule in Major League Baseball? Should it be abolished, only in the AL, or it should be in both leagues?
Only in the AL. That's the way it's been since we started paying attention to baseball. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, pitchers can't hit. They're no fun. But how about yesterday? Well, Matt Cain throwing a perfect game. People calling this one of the greatest pitching performances of all time, striking out 12. Obviously, if it's a perfect game, he didn't walk anybody. and so some great performances. A one-hitter from R.A. Dickey yesterday, and controversy about whether that was even a hit. It happened in the first inning, so there, you know, it sounds like it's one of those plays that if it happened in the eighth inning, they'd have ruled it an error, but it happened in the first inning. Nobody's thinking about a no-hitter, and they think that that was better than Yoan Santana's no-hitter just a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Well, you know, those guys, the historians can judge that on where it ranks with these other great pitchers of their time and back in the day and what have you, but still great performances. I'll go back to the Royals game last night. Royals enter the ninth 3-1, get two walks, and then Escobar clears them with a triple. They tie it up at three. And then they get load the bases with not a lot of hitting going on, the walking deal, and then four-pitch walk. They bring in a new pitcher, four-pitch walk. Royals win 4-3.
We like all that. Speaking of football, speaking of baseball, Joe Panucci is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. He's the assistant coach at Stony Brook. We're also going to get a chance to get a quick comment, I hope, from a couple of the players here that are playing in the eight-man camp. It's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, so stay with us in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. All of our guests taken care of, by the way, by our friends at BK. Two locations in Kearney, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near the Kearney Cinema, where they have the huge indoor playground for the kids. And next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. BK also located in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. I've been hearing more folks rave about their light lunch, the chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salad. Check it out today at your BK, and we're back after this.
How long is your next cup of coffee going to last? 45 minutes? An hour? Listen, 1 5-hour energy lasts for several hours. Take one in the morning to feel alert past lunch. Take one in the afternoon to feel energized into the evening. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins and nutrients to make it last. Plus, it has zero sugar and 4 calories. The choice is yours. Cup after cup of coffee or 1 5-hour energy. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
Individual results may vary.
Subway is keeping things refreshing with iced tea that's fresh brewed for you. Fresh Brewed Fuse Iced Tea, a cool, thirst-quenching brew infused with antioxidant vitamin C and some essential B vitamins. It's the most refreshing way to keep your cool when the heat is on. And the perfect addition to any of your favorite subs. Fresh Brewed Fuse Iced Tea, only at Subway. Try it today. Subway, drink fresh. At participating restaurants only.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and of course the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Choosing a lawyer is an important decision. My name is Chris Miller, a native of Ravenna and graduate of UNK. After practicing law away from home for over 9 years, I have returned to Nebraska to start my own law firm with a focus on general litigation, business disputes, and personal injury. If you or your business have been wronged by an insurance company or just have that feeling you aren't being treated fairly, we can help. There are many lawyers you can call. So look around, ask questions, then find us on the web at millergrell.com. That's millergrell.com. We're here to help.
Put down the magazine and get off the phone. There's a place I want to show you and it won't take long.
Our College World Series preview continues.
He's here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio with the Cinderella of them all. But, Daddy, when do you stop calling him Cinderella? Everybody's going to call him Cinderella for as long as they're in Omaha, but they have proven they deserve to be there, and that's Stony Brook.
Yeah, if you punch Miami in the face, come back a week later and punch LSU in the face, that's a pretty good way to advance to Omaha. Joe Panucci, associate head coach, and, well, he does it all. He's a recruiting coordinator. He takes care of the hitters. He does the defense. What does this Saint guy do? That's my first question. Joe, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Does Coach Sink do a damn thing?
No, he does plenty, man. He does plenty. You know, him and I work hand-in-hand with the hitters. You know, he does a lot with that as well. And, you know, he basically with defense, you know, he kind of oversees everything. And, you know, he does a great job with, you know, with recruiting. When we bring guys in, he does a great job, you know, of really selling the program and getting guys you know, excited about Stony Brook. You know, he does quite a bit, man.
Joe, this wasn't a surprise, I would imagine, to the Seawolves and you guys. It was an outstanding season last year.
It was, man. That was the biggest thing. And I think, you know, last year's club, I mean, we were the same team, except that, you know, we might have been a little bit better defensively on the left side, and we had a, you know, fifth-round draft pick as our number one. But in our world, in our conference, you got to win that thing. And I think that's the part that, you know, our backs are up against the wall all the time. And I think last year we got snake bit and we realized it's like, listen, you know, we got to get out of this conference tournament. Okay, well, we did that. Now we got to get out of this regional. Okay, well, we did that. Now we got to get out of the super regional. Where I think a lot of these guys in this tournament, I mean, in their conference tournament, it is what it is. I mean, they're in, you know, conference tournament may play for seeding or something like that, but it is what it is. So that's kind of one of those things where it gets a little bit, you know, it can get a little bit crazy that way, but our guys handle all that stuff really well.
Joe, it's interesting on how teams advance. You guys didn't have people get hit by back-to-back pitches like Arkansas did to extend their season. You guys have been rolling. You've been playing good baseball and just rolling along.
Well, yeah, man, our guys are awesome. I mean, they've competed their tails off. You know, they've shown that they're not intimidated by these big places. They're not intimidated by these traditional baseball schools. And I give all the credit in the world to our guys because they, you know, they compete. They're not afraid. And I think when you mix that with some talent, I mean, not for nothing, we had seven guys drafted on this team. When you compete, you know, if you can compete like that and you have some talent, I think that's how, you know, you can really shock the world and start making some noise. And, you know, sooner or later, the Seawolves are in Omaha.
Stony Brook Associate Head Coach Joe Panucci joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. All right, Joe, take me back to 2 weeks ago or a week ago Friday when you guys don't put Tyler out there to start the game because of his workload in the regional. You get the lead. You give it up in the ninth. The ball falls foul, and then the rain delay comes, and all of a sudden LSU has caught you three different times, and then you have to sleep on it. I can't even imagine what that feeling was like, knowing that you probably had the ball game and couldn't put it away and then had to come back the next day.
You know what? It happened so fast after that rain delay. I think our guys were like, all right, you know what? We played doubleheaders probably, you know, we played doubleheader way more than these guys. So, you know what? We're gonna get after it and we'll win the day. You know, we'll split the day, I should say. And I don't even know that it was a thought. I think that's just what was going to happen. That's what our guys were going to do. It's like, okay, well, you know, Gosman threw. He's going to come at us again. We'll get a piece of him the second game, and that's exactly what we did. I think that it wasn't really a panic. It was a disappointment for a short time, and then it was just on to the next one. And it's a resilient group, man. And it's just, I mean, losing in the, you know, we lost the game two in our regional in Miami against UCF, came out of the loser's bracket. We were down seven runs or something at some point against Missouri State. Put up a seven-run inning that was so fast I couldn't even tell you who got a hit. And all of a sudden, you know, we're beating them. We're beating UCF. And then we're pushed to the necessary to beat UCF again. And it's just, I think these guys believe they're resilient. And that's the X factor. I think that's why all this is kind of happening and spiraling for us, you know.
You're in Baton Rouge. You go home to New York. What was the reception like getting back? Because as a four seed, I got to be honest, I don't even know that you guys truly believed at the start of this deal you would advance to Omaha.
Oh, the reception was great, man. We, you know, we got off the airplane, and, I mean, right on the runway there, man, they had a bagpipes, believe it or not. Some dudes playing bagpipes. I don't know what that was all about, but it sounded cool. So we were down, you know, we were dancing and whatever, but a lot of parents, a lot of family, a lot of friends, and a bagpiper. And then we got on the bus, drove back to campus. It was a huge, huge celebration at campus. We had the president there, and I mean, we were the talk of the town, man. Celebrities, so it was great. Sure. Now I got to get on there. Y'all need to get on the bus. Go ahead, I'm listening.
No, Joe Panucci, associate head coach Stony Brook. That had to be like the receptions back at Dana College. People want to know how's Joe Panucci on the Doug and Daddy show today. Talk about your connection with Coach Day into the Midwest and Northern Colorado and all that.
Yeah, well, Coach Day actually was—he came in. His first year was my senior year at Dana, and he was—you know—that was when, boy, our team was kind of depleted. You know, our head coach had gone; he's got an assistant job at Creighton, and it was a tough season for him. So I think we gave Coach Day quite a few gray hairs. I don't know. Does he have any hair left? I haven't seen him in a few years.
It's pretty short, bro. It's pretty short.
I could see it being pretty thin. That's not from brain power either. I think that's just from stress. But no, he's awesome, man. So yeah, that was kind of the connection with him. And then, when I was done with that, I ended up just finishing school at Northern Colorado, and then I ended up, coming out to New York. I was at Dominican College for 2 years, and then I've been here at Stony Brook for 6.
Well, Panucci sounds like a name that should be end up in New York, probably. Obviously, a little Italian in you.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. I don't think there's too many people that, in Colorado that have that name. I mean, there's not too many vowels that are ending in Colorado, but out here you can shake a tree and an Italian falls out of it. So.
Couple minutes left here with Joe Panucci as they get ready to take on UCLA in the College World Series. I've got to imagine that... In some aspects, there has to be a little worry among the coaches that this is the biggest stage these kids obviously have ever played on. How do you keep the wide eyes not so wide so that they can focus on baseball? Because there's a lot of baseball people believe this team is good enough to make it to the championship.
You know what? I don't think we do anything. I think we let this group do what they do. You know, we're going to continue to talk about the little things we'll talk about. Basically, I tell you what we do, man, is I'm basically trying to keep guys loose, trying to make them laugh and let them compete. And that's basically the way that I'm going with it. So it's been pretty wild, but you know what? We're just trying to keep guys cooking. Can I get out of
here? Joe, you guys got to realize that Omaha will be behind you. I would imagine the crowd will be 85-15, Stony Brook.
It should be. You know what? Let me tell you something. There's a, all those Husker fans you guys got? I mean, I'm a Red. They're a Red, right? They're a big Red. Just you can turn the thing inside out, put it on, show up at the game, and it'll be like, it'll be a Stony Brook Husker Nation. I'm into that.
Well, I know everybody's going to be rooting for the Stony Brooks of the world. They always like the underdog. But give me a little preview of UCLA. We talked with Coach Savage this week. What do you think about the Bruins? It looks like it should be a heck of a pitcher's matchup in game one.
Yeah, I think that it's a good club. I think they're really good. I think that, they can pitch and, they can do some things. They certainly, the California teams, the short game's really good, and they can put some pressure on you if you're not ready to make plays. And, it's gonna be a great baseball game. I mean, our guy's gonna compete, their guy's gonna compete, and we're just gonna get after it. I mean, Coach Savage is awesome. I've had a chance to meet him a couple times, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. And what a special opportunity! I mean, all of us are so blessed to be able to. Be here and playing at that stage against UCLA. I mean, it's phenomenal, man.
Question that we've been getting a lot in Nebraska and on our show, Joe, is where do you get your kids? 7 kids went in the Major League Baseball draft. Where do you get the kids that come to Stony Brook here over the last few years now that you're establishing this program?
Believe it or not, when I first got in here, it was mostly New York. It's a state school, and it's a really good academic school. And when I first got here, it was I said, Coach, I said, let's try and get the top-tier players in the state, no question. I mean, it's the best bang for the buck. Let's do it. But after that, it was like, when that second-tier kid starts coming, it's like, okay, I think we should try and go out of the area. And and he's very receptive to that. I mean, Coach is one of those guys that, yeah, whatever we can do to make the program better, and that's kind of what we did. So we made a trip out to California, made a trip up to Canada. We did, you know, some stuff in Florida, some stuff, obviously, you know, PA is not too far away, but there was, we really opened the gates of recruiting and said, you know what, let's see what happens if we can bring some different kids in here. And I think it's been so cool because we've had an opportunity to really open up the gates to what Stony Brook's all about, and then show some people that, you know, there's so many good opportunities outside of their area. I mean, and there's so many good players in California, and some of them don't have opportunities to play, you know, at the Division I level. And to be honest with you, a guy like Tyler Johnson, I mean, he's done everything that he was supposed to do. I mean, he came out here. He's a great student. He never lost in high school. He was just a kid who won, broke the school record for wins for us. Hasn't lost a postseason game for us in his career. And it's like, you know, the opportunity that he had here was better than a lot of opportunities that he was getting at the time of graduation. So just basically opening it up, that was kind of our philosophy, and it's worked so far. So hopefully, you know, we can keep that going.
Joe, I speak for 99% of Husker/Seawolf Nation. Make the world a better place. Punch a Bruin in the face.
I love it. I tell you what. I'm saying something here. I'm gonna tell the first fan that says something to me, it's gonna get that said they heard me on this radio station this weekend. I'm gonna give them a special Seawolf hat that nobody else has, because I know it's a hot commodity. I packed it in my bag, and the first person that says, "Hey, I heard you on that show," I'm flipping it to them. So I'll be waiting.
We will put the word out, Joe. Thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I hope it's a long stay in Omaha. Good luck to the Seawolves.
It was awesome, man. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Well, how about that, Daddy? Joe Panucci, if you go to the College World Series tomorrow, say that you heard the coach on the Doug and Daddy Show, go right down to the railing. Coach, heard you on Doug and Daddy. He's going to give you some Stony Brook gear.
Just yell at him. Just scream at him. They're from New York. They appreciate that.
I mean, you'll yell Doug and Daddy about 15 times, and they go, "Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah."
And then just throw some obscenities in, too. That's what they're
Doug
used to hearing.
Doug and Daddy, Damon Day, Coach Panucci, Coach Panucci, give me some gear.
They're up early.
Yeah, first game tomorrow, 4 o'clock here on ESPN Radio against UCLA. Florida State and Arizona play game 2. Two more games, obviously, on Saturday. Doug and Daddy Show live at 8-man camp. Sertoma 8-man All-Star game is this Saturday as we are here at Central Community College in Hastings. And, Daddy, before we get back to the players here, because we're going to talk to Logan Rath of Giltner and Jacob Olmstead from Overton, finishing up on baseball, because I don't know if I've ever seen this. I've seen Norfolk has had some trouble so far this summer in American Legion baseball. But last night, Grand Island Wells Fargo Juniors beat them 20-0 and 15-0. Now, of course, with the mercy rule, those are 5-inning games. But in the first game, Brendan Wentling threw a perfect game.
Okay.
In the second game, Lane Ewing didn't do as good. He just threw a no-hitter.
Damn the walks. Damn the walks and errors.
No-hitter. No hits, and you hope Norfolk, who has done okay in the past, they just get better. But I don't ever remember seeing back-to-back no-hitters or a perfect game and a no-hitter in a Legion doubleheader. I'm sure it's happened, but that's quite an accomplishment for Wells Fargo last night, no matter who the competition's against.
I don't know. The summer can't end too soon if you're getting beat 35-0 every night.
In 10 innings.
Yeah.
Well, the East or the West would take a win like that coming up on Saturday.
No doubt about it. Logan Rath joins us. He's one of the standouts. Logan, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
You know, people are starting to hear your name. I think maybe got maybe overshadowed a little bit by all the attention Drew was getting throughout your high school career until the very end. That bother you? Were you mad at Drew? You get into fights with Drew a lot about that?
No, it didn't really bother me. I just figured, you know, I'd just keep playing hard and people would, you know, notice me eventually, so it wasn't a big deal.
Well, people have noticed you, and from word from the Shrine Bowl, obviously getting a chance to play in the Shrine Bowl, and now this Sertoma 8-man All-Star game, it's really an honor to do both. Any concern 6 months ago that South Dakota State would want you up there and you wouldn't be able to participate in these, or do you put that to rest early?
No, when Coach Stig came out to my house, he told me that didn't have to come the first summer. I said, you know, I could if I wanted to. But he said, just, you know, this is your first day. You'll probably redshirt. You can just stay at home. Make sure you do your workouts. Everything will be all right.
Getting back to you and Drew, obviously, 1-2. You guys are going to be linked for quite some time here. Is that one of those things where he made you better? You've done some things to help make him better? I guess talk a little bit about mean, you're both Division I football players playing eight-man football. That doesn't happen very often. How did you guys work together to develop the way you have?
Well, yeah, we're a real big help to each other since, you know, junior high. We always lifted together. You know, we'd push ourselves to work hard. And in practice, everyone was a little smaller, so we always went against each other. And, you know, we had each other last year to go through all the football camps and everything. So we really helped each other out a lot. I don't think I'd be near as good without him.
And I know he wouldn't be near as good without you, buddy.
Oh, of course not.
You know, Logan, you guys have been to a lot of football camps. That's taken up a lot of your summer. When did the get a scholarship or the drive to just continue to work hard for the football season? Did it start when you're a freshman, a sophomore? When did the football camp start becoming, hey, Dad, I need a check for this camp. Mom, I need a check for this camp.
Well, back freshman year, I just wanted to get bigger because I wanted to beat up on everyone. But then by junior year, I started playing pretty good, and summer came around, and Drew was like, well, do you want to go to these camps? And I was like, sure, I'll tag along. So I went to one, and I thought I did pretty good. So I was like, well, I better keep going. I think I have a legitimate shot to play.
Gilders, Logan Rath with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, playing on the East team. How's practice been this week? Tell me a little bit about your team.
Practice has been real good. Just kind of broke in the first day, and then next 2 days there we went hard, you know, started thumping the pads a little bit, and now we're kind of starting to taper off, just get ready for the game. I think practices went really smoothly. We got some good team chemistry. We got a lot of good players. I think it'll definitely be a good game come Saturday.
Go ahead, Doug.
Sorry. I was just going to ask you, who's a couple of the guys that you haven't seen or played against that have kind of caught your eye?
We have a running back from Bloomfield, a running back from Newman Grove.
Uh-huh.
And that kid's quick. Man, he's fast. Other than that, Blake Kring's really good quarterback, but I knew about him, obviously. Yeah. And then we got Garrett Borcher. He's really good. Drew Ott, also very good. Jordan Bukacek on the line.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's all right.
Well, what's it like, Giltner Howells? I mean, Howells every year has somebody that's been shooting for them. You get along with these guys? Is bygones bygones, or you still work against each other in practice like you're getting ready for a state title game?
Well, there was a little bit of hard feelings because Jordan beat me 3 years in a row, which is kind of a dream crusher. But we both went on the same visit, to South Dakota State. And we got along really well, and I guess it's time to bury the hatchet because we're going to have to get along for the next 5 years.
That's awesome. I mean, it's funny, Daddy, when you get obviously a little older, you think the world's going to end in high school, and you just hate this person, you dislike this person, and you never want to. And four years later, or 6 years later, he's in your wedding.
Yeah, you know, it's a fun time, and that's one thing that I think all these athletics, and I think, Doug, it's one thing we do. You'd start to build relationships, and through athletics, you guys knew each other. Whether you liked each other at the start or not, it didn't matter because now you're buddies, and I guess you go forward, you're going to have a common goal, and that's to make some noise at South Dakota State.
Yeah, things have turned around. I mean, there was never like any hate, but I first time we got beat by Howells, I didn't think I'd ever be friends with any of them after getting thumped like that.
What do you expect in Saturday in the game?
I don't know. I don't really know a whole lot about the West. I know the only kids I knew from the team were the Fenskies and Olmstead, and I knew they're all solid players. But other than that, I don't really know what they got to offer. I think we'll have a pretty tough team. So who knows? I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Logan, thanks for stopping by and giving us a minute today. Congratulations on a great Shrine Bowl, and best of luck Saturday.
Thanks.
Well, we'll be hunting you down. We'll be stalking you at South Dakota State. This will not be your last appearance.
All right. Thanks guys.
Logan Rath from Giltner heading on to South Dakota State, playing in the eight-man all-star game this Saturday on the East. And on the West, well, you've had some personal conversations with him numerous times, from all the way back in his junior high days, clock running, your refereeing, and of course we've got to see him play his entire career at Overton High School.
Yeah, Jacob Olmstead just sits down with us here for a minute, and it's good to see that the Overton Sand and Gravel Company came through to sponsor you on this deal. So
they're a great sponsor of Overton Athletics.
They are a great sponsor. Good to have them on board. Jacob, how are you today?
I'm good.
Well, how's things been going? Are you treating this game Saturday as a just an awesome experience, or as having some fun out there and getting to play some football?
You look at it both ways. You know, you're here to have fun with a lot of players. You come in here, don't really know what to expect. You know, you don't know what the All-Star game's all about. But, you know, I'm here to have a good time with the West guys, maybe make a few friends from the East. But, yeah, definitely looking forward to Saturday to get the pads popping again. It's been a while since I've been out there on the field for a football game, so it'll be a nice change.
Yeah, towards the end of the year, you're a little bit banged up. Are you healthy and ready to go?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, when you look at the West, and it's been one of our favorite questions, kids that you don't see that you say, boy, he's pretty darn good. Wish he'd have been at Overton. Who are a couple kids that stood out to you that caught your eye the first couple days in practice?
Oh, we got quite a few guys, you know, really that catch eyes. Nobody here is really a slouch, if you want to say that. There's a few guys from our pod that's been staying with me, a couple Alma kids I've played against my whole life, you know, that they'd be nice to get. Our quarterbacks, Janicek, Seibel from St. Mary's, just kids all over the grid that you'd just love to have.
We're talking with Jacob Olmstead here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Schwartz says they're not even sure what they're going to do with you yet. Where all have you been working out this week, and where do you think you're going to be playing Saturday?
Well, definitely I like the defensive side of the ball better, but I'm one of them guys, you know, I'm not too picky as long as I'm out there on the field helping the team out. I've been playing a little in receiver on the offensive side, a lot of inside backer on defense, a little outside backer on defense. So probably I'll be playing a little bit of both sides of the ball.
It's one of those things in a game like this with Janicek at quarterback especially, can throw it around a little bit. You kind of want to be an end. Some of these games, like, oh, great. When the play is going the other way, you can kind of fall asleep in your stance. But with Janicek throwing the ball, you might as well play some receiver and end.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to have a quarterback like that you know that have the ability to throw the ball to you. So I'm looking forward to playing the end, definitely, but more excited to get on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, yeah, that Jensen kid just called his own number all the whole stinking time in that offense.
Olmstead pole block. Olmstead pole block. Who's a lot of been talk about how big the East team is. Who was the biggest team you played against in high school?
Oh man, I'd have to say, you know, it was either Alma or maybe Elm Creek, I guess. You know, we really didn't face up against that many huge teams. It was just more built kids that were faster kids. We never really went up against, you know, extremely big kids.
It's different, and I think you go to Class C and you say Northeast Nebraska football is different than where we come from in Central Nebraska and in Western Nebraska. We try and get outside and outrun them. People have had trouble doing that against the likes of Howells and teams like that.
Outstanding point and a little speed to come from the West. Nobody's made a prediction yet. West by how many Saturday?
Yeah, I'd like to call it big, but I just you look at both teams and they're both right there neck and neck on personnel and everything. You know, it's going to be a battle, I think, Saturday. You know, hopefully we're up at the end of the game, but looking at everybody that both teams have, I think it's going to be a close one.
Jacob, thanks so much for stopping by and giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've enjoyed following your career, and we'll continue to do so.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Always fun. Always fun. Love watching Overton play, and, of course, all the teams from the listening area. You got some great football, and hopefully we'll see that again on the high school level this fall. Daddy, not much more to chat about here as we're wrapping things up. U.S. Open Golf is going to follow us immediately here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, John Savage, head baseball coach at UCLA, among our guests. RFA coming in tomorrow as well.
Yeah, Bubba Jenkins, one of the rising stars in MMA, not just RFA, but Bubba Jenkins is set to join us. He's out of Florida. He's been doing some rapping in Times Square. I don't know these RFA gay guys. They've all got a little bit of a screw loose, but we'll catch up with Bubba and see what he's doing. And
a little recruiting news tomorrow as well.
Stan McEwen's going to join us right at the start of the show, about 11:05. So if you're into the Nebraska recruiting, you won't want to miss Sam from the Omaha World Herald.
Yeah, that's perfect because there has been some action going on. Football 202 was held this weekend, and some interesting articles from Sam And Sean Callahan, if you check Husker Online, has some good stuff on there for you as well. So that's coming up tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we send you into U.S. Open here in just a minute, Brandon Grace, there's always a guy you've never heard of. He's the guy you've never heard of, leading the U.S. Open 3-under through 10. Kevin Na and Jason Bone are both at 2-under par. At last check, Tiger Woods was 1-over through 7 and 3-over for Phil Mickelson and for Bubba Watson through 7 holes, and that was at last check. Now Mickelson is 4-over through 9, Daddy.
Yeah, they say that that kid leading is absolutely amazing.
Grace, I got it. Amazing Grace, I got it, Daddy. That was outstanding. Oh, that's outstanding. Andy Zhang, the 14-year-old, 8-over through 5. Bogey, bogey, double-double.
Yeah, you know, that's too bad for him. At least he's playing in it, though. That's got to be a dream come true at 14.
Yeah, not many people. And Tiger has gotten one back. He is even now through 9 holes. And I think that's going to pretty much wrap some things up here. There was a lot of other things that happened. Just some sports notes before we get out of here. They are looking into the Pacquiao fight. It looks like they're at least going to take a look at this. 5 international judges are going to come in and view the film and make a recommendation.
Once again, the one guy is 74 years old. You know, there's got to. I mean, I don't. You know, maybe that's. You know, maybe he's very good. I don't know. But you're 74 years old. There's got to be somebody younger in the business. Maybe closer to the bit. I don't know. Maybe
pushing him out the door. That's what Daddy does. Just pushes him right out the door. Here's another kid you're going to want to punch. And you've said this. Riley Reinertsen wins another tournament. This is 3 straight weeks that Reinertsen has done it, and this is pretty big time. He wins the PGA Junior Series down at Arbor Links in Nebraska City, where there's kids from all over the country. And by winning it, he's now exempt for the Junior PGA Championship and Callaway Junior World Championships. He wins it by 2 shots over Carson Shockey, who won the Class A State Championship out of Omaha. Zach Dittmer of Kansas City finished in 3rd. Michaela Anderson of Fremont, who's a junior at McNeese State, wins the Nebraska State Women's Amateur, which was played this week at the Kearney Country Club. We talked UNK football, 17th in the country in the preseason, according to Lindy's, and Pittsburgh State number 1, Northwest Missouri State number 3, Truant or Washburn 15th, Missouri Western State 23rd. The Lopers play them all this year.
Well, that's great. There's an easy schedule for you if you're a Loper fan.
Sam Cook, Division II preseason All-American. And for the Huskers, Michael Pritchard, the designated hitter who had a 25-game hitting streak this year, a third-team All-American by the Baseball Writers Association.
Good enough. I think
and tonight,
to wrap it up.
Tonight, going to be here in Hastings. Doc Sadler, by the way, officially the director of basketball operations at Kansas. That's a good gig if you can get it. And tonight at Hastings College, it's the Hastings Tribune Volleyball Classic. Some of the best volleyball players from Central and South Central Nebraska will be at Lynn Farrell Arena. I'll be there with the crew at 7 o'clock tonight. Come out and watch them. You've got Maggie Malone, who's outstanding, from Fillmore Central. Bill Toff from Lawrence Nelson, who's just incredible. Mindy Cook is coming over from Bertrand. Ashley Harms from Sandy Creek. Libby Kissin from St. Cecilia. You got Hallie Bauer from Minden and Jordan Atwater from Blue Hill, who played in the All-Star Classic at Minden last week. Atwater is, you know, they're both good, but Atwater, she's incredible as well. You got Class A talent like Bree Rasmussen from Grand Island coming down. Jordan Shohan from Columbus SCOTUS, who won the state championship. She's there as well. Just a lot of great players, and hopefully we'll see you there tonight. So, Jeffrey, if we are done back at the studio, let's get on out of here and join U.S. Open coverage. We want to thank all the folks here, as always, Daddy, at 8-Man Camp.
Yeah, I want to thank both coaches, Coach Bob McAvoy out of Humphrey High School and Andy Schwartz out of South Loop for joining us, along with Jacob Olmstead, Logan Rath, and our buddy Joe Panucci from the Stony Brook, associate head coach at Stony Brook as well.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. John Savage, UCLA baseball coach. We talk a little MMA, and Sam McCune from the Omaha World Herald on Husker recruiting. Until then, enjoy the U.S. Open and the NBA Game 2 finals tonight here on ESPN.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.